We have a special guest on the telephone.
We have Congressman from the 9th District, Republican Trey Hollingsworth.
Trey, good morning. How are you? Thank you for your time today.
Great morning. Happy to speak with you this Tuesday.
And it's a very busy Tuesday in your part of the world as Donald Trump will be delivering the State of the Union tonight. And we were discussing this last hour, and I want to get your thoughts on it because you're newer to the political arena and climate in Washington. The speech is a big deal. The reaction is a big deal. Where do we balance the presentation versus what do we hear from the president? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll tell you what, you're right. The speech is a big deal. The reaction is a big deal. But let me tell you what the even bigger deal is, which are the results that I know that we are going to get over the coming year. You know, the results in the economy, the results with national security have been great last year, but I want to go even further. And I'm really excited about some of the things that the president's going to talk about with regard to that. One, workforce development, making sure that we're investing in the American people so they can get the skills that they need in order to build better futures for themselves. Two, infrastructure. How do we invest in American infrastructure? We have safer, better roads, interstates, waterways, airways. I'm excited about those two things because I think we can take this economy from a 3% growth, which is already much better than what we've got in the last decade, even higher, which I know will translate to bigger paychecks for Hoosiers.
Congressman, we're facing another possibility of a shutdown in federal government, and the issue is the DACA issue. Where are you on that and the president, and how easy is it for you to follow what the president is putting forth?
Well, I'll tell you what, I was embarrassed by what Senate Democrats did a couple of weeks ago to say to the American people that they're going to put 800,000 illegal immigrants ahead of the American people, ahead of paying our troops, ahead of the essential services needed from the American government, to me, was just a shame and a terrible, terrible mistake. And so I continue to be focused on how we keep the government open, on how we get out of these short-term spending bills and get focused on funding our troops and military appropriately, focused on budgeting for the long-term to reflect Hoosier and American values, and to ultimately solve the illegal immigration problem once and for all. I have talked nonstop about how we need stronger border security down on the southern border. We need to ensure that the wall gets started so that we can stop this problem once and for all. We've been talking about illegal immigration for 20, 30 years. We need to start getting results. And I think that's what this administration is really focused on. How do we get results, get action? Because there's too much talk in D.C., too little action.
You know, that's interesting because the 20 or 30 years this has gone back president to president to president on the immigration issue, why is it so difficult to get things fixed or moving in that direction, do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's exactly the problem that Hoosiers diagnosed last November, two Novembers ago. What they said was, we are tired of the status quo. We are tired of being told things during election year, only not to see those results when we elect certain individuals. And one of the things I push hard against here in Washington is a culture that isn't working for us, a culture that isn't serving Americans. We need things like term limits. We need things like lifetime lobbying bans, both of which I've sponsored in the House, making sure that we get representatives that not only say the right thing in November of an election year, but do the right thing once elected. And I think the biggest change we can get over the coming years is that cultural shift in Washington to get back to a government that's by the people, for the people, and gets the results that the people want, rather than just kicking the can down the road as politicians are apt to do.
We're speaking with Congressman Trey Hollingsworth, 9th District Republican, State of Indiana. And Congressman Hollingsworth, there are going to be people that are going to boycott the State of the Union tonight. Democrats, 12 of them have already announced. Some Republicans seem a little soft, too. What is your message to the Democrats about some of this coming together and compromising and getting things done?
Well, I'll tell you what. So I have had more bipartisan legislation come out of committee than any other member of my committee. There's so much we agree on, so many places that we could be getting solutions for the American people. But there are places and there are people that are boycotting, are resisting anything that Trump wants to do, anything that the administration wants to do, even if that's the will of the people, even if that's the stated goal of the campaign that people voted for. We need to make sure, ultimately, that we come together and solve problems for Americans. Because, like I said a few minutes ago, I think Americans are tired of the status quo. I think they're tired of kicking the can down the road. I think they're tired of being hold false promises in election years and not getting results in the years that follow. I think boycotting, I think Ensure is making yourself absent from the process, making yourself absent from getting the solutions that people want. I think people are tired of that across the country. They want real solutions. They want real action taken to advance American interests, both at home and abroad.
Trey Hollingsworth is our guest this morning, congressional representative here in the state of Indiana. What are you hearing in your district that people would like to see Washington get a move on? Is there things specific to Hoosiers in this part of the state that you're hearing more frequently than others?
Yeah, it's the same message. So I make over 500 random phone calls across the district every single week to ours, to these, to anybody, just to ask, what is your number one issue? What are you most focused on? What do you care the most about? And what I continue to hear over and over again are two very central things. One, get the economy moving even faster. People want to start small businesses. They want to get new jobs. They want to see those jobs have pay increases. They want to know that they've got a stronger, better financial future. So the biggest thing I work on every single day is making sure we get a stronger economy. We've made a lot of progress. 2 million jobs created last year. 3% growth in two quarters, 2.6% growth in the fourth quarter. These are meaningful metrics that are vastly different than what we had beginning, but we can do even better. That's the first big thing. The second big thing we talked about a little bit already, which is a culture in Washington that isn't working. That's what I hear from Hoosiers. What I hear them say is, we're not getting solutions out of Washington, we're getting more problems. We're not getting help out of Washington, we're getting obstruction out of Washington. And I want to change that. To me, it's about term limits, making sure your representatives know that they have an expiration date and have to live under the laws that they pass. And then second, making sure we have lifetime lobbying bans. I don't want anybody putting their career ahead of the American people. I want the American people to come first, because that's a source of strength in this country. So I continue every single day to hear those two things. One, get the economy moving even faster so my family benefits from it. And two, make sure that we solve problems in Washington. Make sure we get real results in Washington. And that's what I work on every single day.
And President Trump, in his speech tonight, he's going to cover and check all the boxes that were. Is there anything that's, I don't want to say is going to be surprising from it, but from a policy or a legislative standpoint, this is going to be more of a reflection on what he has put in place already, correct?
I think what people love about President Trump and the administration is that he says exactly what he means, and then he does exactly what he says. And I think people really find that honesty and candor refreshing. And so I'm excited the president's going to say, here's what I've done over the past year. Here's what's made a meaningful impact on your life over the past year, and here's what I expect us to focus on over the next year. Things like infrastructure to get the economy, things like workforce development to invest in the American people, ensuring our national security and that we remain safe in our communities again. I think what's refreshing is an administration that says what they mean and then follows up on it with real, genuine actions in that direction.
Great stuff as always. Thank you so much for your time, Congressman. Enjoy the activities tonight, and we'll get caught up with you soon. Thank you.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Trey Hollingsworth.
Republican Congressman, 9th District,
Indiana. District, yeah.
He's up for re-election in 2018, so...
Busy times. Yeah, 2 years. Those two years go quickly.
Well, and he was talking about term limits, and one of the things is he self-imposed term limits. He's going to serve 8 years. He stated that from the get-go, 8 years, and that's it.
Interesting. Good stuff there. We always appreciate getting his thoughts on what's happening on, again, our United States Congressional Representative here in District Number 9.